12. Long ago, Asia and Europe existed separately. There was no meaningful trade between them. There was no exchange of culture or knowledge either. This situation continued up to the beginning of the 13th century. Then, one man suddenly changed it. His name was Genghis Khan. Born in 1162 as the son of a tribal chief, Genghis Khan later came to power by uniting all of the Mongolian tribes. However, he had a greater ambition: to rule the world. Mongolia was poor in natural resources, so he had to go beyond his country to obtain goods. Genghis Khan decided to go out to conquer other countries one by one. Genghis Khan was doubtless the greatest conqueror in human history. By the time of his death in 1227, he ruled most of the countries in Asia and some of the countries in Europe. As the largest land empire in world history, it stretched from Asia through the Middle East to Europe. Historians say the Mongol Empire was highly significant in world history. It was credited for building a cultural bridge between Asia and Europe for the first time in history. Trade was encouraged, and a great deal of knowledge of art and science was exchanged between Europe and Asia. In this way, Genghis Khan helped integrate our modern world in a very meaningful way.